Parashas Vayigash, Yosef and Yehuda, this showdown. We have to understand why Davka, Yehuda, is the one who was able to reveal Yosef. And what he means when he says, Ki kamecha kefarai, that he leans in and he tells him, Ki kamecha kefarai. Very important words, the opening words of Yehuda to Yosef. And Bechlal, in the whole sugya of Mechiras Yosef, how Yosef came to Mitzrayim, the fact that he couldn't get along with his brothers, he spoke Lashon Hara, that he was sold, Chazal tell us, by Yehuda. But in the beginning, it was Shimon and Levi who pounced upon Yosef and wanted to kill him. And the players in this whole story, it's significant in understanding what transpired with Yosef in Mitzrayim, the fact that Yosef took Shimon, separated him from Levi, and Yehuda with Binyamin. Everything is relevant, everything is important. The fact that Yosef was sold Dafka to Mitzrayim, to the house of Paro, these are just a few questions which hopefully we'll touch upon in Mitzvah Shem. But a little bit more specific is that Bechlau, we know that Mechiras Yosef relates to the whole Indian of Chanukah, which is why Chanukah falls out during these parashas, which we read about Yosef and the Mechira and him being in Mitzrayim. And this is very clear from the Gemara in the second parak of Shabbos, that in the middle of the sugya of Chanukah, it references Yosef being thrown into the boar, which is the entire Inyan of Mechiras Yosef in a nutshell. So to begin, the Torah, by telling us the Maisa of Yosef and everything which Yosef tried to do, it's a very big amkas here. We look at the parasha of Yosef as a young man who was a little confused, perhaps, tattling on his brothers to his father, and Nebuch, he was so down to Mitzrayim, and he went through so much in the house of Paroi. He suffered. But we need to understand this whole sugya from a much deeper place, from a place of Pnimiyas HaTorah. Yosef was given over the Chachma of Yaakov, although he learned with all of his sons, and they were all Tzadikim Gemurim, Chazal say. Yosef received something from Yaakov in particular, that was the Chachma, which is called Chachma Shem Ve'Ever. And it's important to know what it means, the Chachma Shem Ve'Ever. This was not a Chachma which relates to Kiyum HaTorah and Mitzvahs, because Shem Ve'Ever, they preceded that. What is the Chachma Shem Ve'Ever as it relates to Yosef? So to understand Yosef and what he wanted to do, Yosef understood from Yaakov Avinu that there was a mission to be done in the world. It was begun by his great-grandfather, Avram Avinu, and then to Yitzhak, and then to Yaakov, his father, and now Yosef was that link in the chain. And this was a mission that all the Avos were working towards, which is L'sakin Oylem B'machus Shakai, which is to correct Hashem's world and to bring it to the place which Hashem had originally thought and wanted that it should come to. And Yosef was to kabbal upon himself that Avodah. And Yaakov was teaching this Chachma of Shem Ve'Ever, the Chachma of Galus, of Tikkun HaOlam, is really what it represents. Yosef decided it was time to take that Chachma, that Machshava, and to make it L'maisa, to follow in the footsteps of his parents, grandparents who traveled, and they went to Mitzrayim, into the house of Avimelech, wherever they needed to go and make those tikkunim. Yosef was mekabel upon himself, B'lev Shalem, to be that person, in essence, to be the Mashiach, to do what needed to be done at any expense for Hashem's sake. And he went down to Mitzrayim because that was where the Hashgacha had taken him, and the work needed to be done there. That's where the root of the Sitra Achra was. That's what needed Tikkun to be done. That's where the Shechina HaKdaisha was, and he went there to free the Shechina HaKdaisha. Without getting into the sugya, whatever relates to Mashiach Tzidkenu, Yosef said, you know, Alai L'Hakim, I'm going to take on that role. That's what the Sfarim say, V'Yosef Hurad Mitzrayimah, Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. So it could have said, L'Mitzrayim, why does it say Mitzrayimah? So Shechit in Sfarim HaKdaisha, Mitzrayimah is Gemashiach Shechina. But Yosef went down to the Shechina. And he did so l'shem shemayim. And that was his mission. But something went wrong. Something went wrong. He did not succeed in everything which he wanted to. Chazal tell us, in fact, that he was nichshal a little bit with Eishes Potifar, that he was moitzizah levatala, 10 drops, of which came from there the whole ma'isa of the Asar Harugei Malchus, the 10 martyrs. And the Mefarshim asked the Kasha, why were there 10? There should have only been 9. Because Reuven was not involved, neither was Binyamin, and Yosef was the one sold. So that only leaves us with 9 out of 12, not 10. So the Sfarim tell us that Yosef is considered to be one of the neshamas which needed the tikkun, and that's through Akiva ben Yosef. Yosef, on some level, is held accountable as well. Not only did he not succeed, but there was something that he was taken to task for. We have to understand and explain why it is that Yosef did not succeed, and for what he is quote-unquote guilty of. So to explain this, the Me'ash Shilayach has a very important comment at the end of Parshas Pinchas, where he takes apart the sugya of Pinchas and Zimri, and it's one of the more well-known pieces. We're going to quote just the last few lines as it's nogea to the sugya. He says as follows: "Upinchas machmas shahaya ba mizera Yosef. Since Pinchas comes from Yosef, v'chulei, v'al zenemar v'chinar Yisov yahavehu." This idea of a nar is referenced in the Navi, Nar Yisrael v'haveyu. Yisrael is a nar, yet Hashem loves him. V'nimcha nimsa shepinchas hay b'maisa zekinar. Pinchas, in doing this maisa, was like a nar. He acted like a nar. What does it mean, nar? He really did not understand the oimek of what was taking place, this Pinchas. Nevertheless, Hashem loves him. And Hashem is masking with him. He agrees to Pinchas. Because according to his understanding, he did something very great. So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a very big yashar koyach to Pinchas for what he did. Yet, says the Mishilach, this is a very big chiddush, and I wonder if everybody would agree with this chiddush of the Mishilach, but we're just taking out the musag, not exactly the nekuda which he's honing in on. But says the Mishilach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Pinchas, Yashukayach, but you're a nar. And a nar doesn't mean in age. It's not referring to how old a person is. It's referring to a person's thought process, how he understands a matzav. And because he didn't, as he says, go into the Amkas HaDavar, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love you, because he was Meisr Nefesh. And note that he says here, he links this to Pinchas to Yosef. And this is the same terminology which we find in the Torah by Yosef in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. When the Torah introduces us to Yosef, it says, Yosef has been Shvas Rishana, he was 17 years old, v'hu nar. Now, nar is repetitious after the Torah tells us he was 17 years old. So why does the Torah have to tell us he's a nar? And furthermore, we find many times in the Torah that nar is not coming to tell us how old a person is. Yoshua was called a nar in the Torah, and he was, what, 50, 60 years old. It's a mindset. Pinchas came from Yosef. Pinchas acted like a nar, but that comes from Yosef, who also acted like a nar. What does it mean to act like a nar? So to understand what it means, nairus, that this takuda of nar is something which is important to understanding the sugya of Yosef. So we find the following thing. When it comes to Malchus Beis David, so before David passes, he tells Shlomo HaMelech, he gives him a whole pep talk, his final words, and what he begins that Musar Shmuz to Shlomo, who at the time was, what, 10 years old, I believe. His opening line to him is, V'chazakta v'hayisa le'ish. Perhaps where the expression we have comes from, be a man. What does it mean to be a man? Not the way that the secular would like us to touch to be a man, which is like, you know, be able to do things on your own, to be self-sufficient. Says the Ralbag, what it means, v'chazakta v'hayisa le'ish, It means, take a look there, don't be a nar, be an ish. Take etza from other people. And this inyan of taking etza is really one of the hallmarks of the malchus beis David. It says in Pirkei Avot Elazar, kol malchus she'in la yoatzim, any rulership, any kingship which does not have advisors, ein malchus ha-malchus, it's not a real malchus. Because malchus anelein be malchus beis David, shehayu la yoatzim. The malchus of Beis David was built on the fact that David had yoatzim. He had advisors which he turned to. Like the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachos, David tells us, kol mashen yaisa, whatever I do, ani nimlach b'mipi boishas. I take etza from mipi boishas. And what's interesting is that the word for etza in the Gemara in Lashon HaKodesh is to be nimlach, which comes from the word of malchus. Malchus and taking etza is really one of the virtues, the core virtues of malchus. And we learn this from Hashem Yisbarach himself. Because Chazal tell us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world, he didn't say, although he could have, I could do it on my own, why do I need to take advice? Chazal tell us that Hashem took advice from the Torah. When it came to creating the Adam, he took advice from the Malachim. And the Torah boasts this and says, Li Eitzah V'Seishiyah, that Hashem took Eitzah from me, took counsel from me. And there's no Malchus which is greater than Hashem's Malchus, and in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is just a dogma to what a Malchus Yisrael has to be. In David, he founded his malchus upon that principle. The chazak of Yisrael Ish, if you want to be a man, if you want to be a king, you need to take etzah. We understand this principle of the Rabbag and Chazal, that there was something flawed in the malchus of Yosef. That although Yosef became the king, he became the Mishnah Lamelech, there was epis something lacking. And that was the fact that Yosef, we don't find that he took advice. He had chachma, he thought it through, he came up with a plan, he put it into action, but he didn't take advice. We find in the Maisa of Shimon and Levi, when they stormed the town of Shechem, and they killed everybody. So Chazal tell us that, and it's clear from the Pesukim, that Yaakov was not happy with that. And the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah, it's going on the fact that the Torah refers to Shimon and Levi as Bnei Yaakov. Mimashma shenemar Shimon v'Levi eni yadei shehem Bnei Yaakov. It's repetitious. Why do we need to know Shimon and Levi are the sons of Yaakov? Elu Bnei Yaakov, shelo natlu etzam Yaakov. They didn't ask Yaakov's advice. Shimon and Levi, because they didn't take advice from each other. They're called Bnei Yaakov to imply that although they were the sons of Yaakov, they acted impulsively without taking advice from Yaakov Avinu. And although Rashi brings from Chazal that they were boteach of the schus of Yaakov, you know, they did not ask advice from Yaakov. And had they asked, he would have objected, like we see from the aftermath of the story. Yaakov says, "Acharta meisi, this was disgraceful for me." And the same thing is true with Yosef. In fact, Shimon and Levi at the time were only 13 years old. They were even younger than Yosef was. They would certainly be worthy of being called nar. Not because of their age, but because of their actions. And with this, going back to our questions, we can explain the following. Why was it that Shimon and Levi sold Yosef? I should say Yehuda is the one who sells him, but Shimon and Levi are the ones who first grab hold of him and want to kill him. The answer is because there's a midah keneged midah which is taking place. There's a siman min hashamayim here. Yosef, you didn't take advice from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is in the home and you don't ask what to do. He may have taught you the chachma, but you put it together, you had the recipe, you didn't ask how to bake it. Because of that, Shimon and Levi, who Yaakov chastises, he was moichich them for not asking his advice, are the ones who sell him down to Mitzrayim because they're following in their footsteps. Whereas Yehuda, on the other hand, he's the one who sells Yosef because it's from Yehuda that the Malchus of Beis David comes from. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Yehuda because of this nekuda that he understands what it means, Malchus Yisrael. Like Yaakov says in the Brachas and Parshas Vayechi, he tells Yehuda, Ata yoiducha achecha, you're moided to your brothers, which means to say that you humble yourselves before them, and that humility is expressed in asking advice. The Malchus Beis David is built upon that. And he sold down to Paro and Mitzrayim, because a Goyish Malchus is certainly doesn't follow the patterns of Malchus Yisrael, which is the Malchus Hashem Yisbarach, which is the Asik device. But there was a certain Nekuda which Paro had, which we find, and we don't see this by other Malchus as far as we find by the Umas Olam, is that Paro took advice. He had a group of advisors. Yisro, Bilam, and Iyov, his Gimel Yoatzim, and he asked them what to do when it came to Shibud Mitzrayim. So he was sold to a Malchus where there was a Malchus, which is the Malchus of Paro, which took advice, which gave advice. And Yosef himself becomes an advisor to Paro. When Paro pulls Yosef out of the boar and he asks to teach the dreams, Yosef offers advice as to what to do. And Paro is very happy with that. He says, "Ein nabam v'chacham kamoicha, you're going to be my advisor." So Yosef himself is the one who's offering advice to Paro. But this is the teichecha that Yehuda has for Yosef in the beginning of the parsha. For lo yochel Yosef lesapek, Yehuda, Chazal say, nitzach es Yosef, he overcame Yosef. And he says to him, ki kamecha b'farah, you came down to Mitzrayim with the hopes and dreams that you would be the Melech, that you would be the Melech of Mashiach, but it didn't work out for you. Ki kamecha k'farah, you didn't eclipse Paro. Paro is still the king and not you. That job of being the Melech, that role is for me and it's not for you. Why? Because Paro is a king who takes advice. And I am the root of that Malchus. And you're only the Mishnah l'Melech. And that's Yehuda's teichacha to Yosef in the beginning when he says, ki kamecha k'paro. You're not Paro, you're only like Paro. You didn't succeed in what you wanted to. That you should be the Melech HaMashiach, and to be Mesakeh L'Elam. Why? Because you don't understand the true nekuda of what it means, Malchus Yisrael. What is that anava, that humility to take advice? As it pertains to Chanukah, Chanukah, the whole tzura of Chanukah is one which is very much connected to Yosef and the journey of Yosef. In the same way that Yosef left the house of Yaakov, which is the highest, most elevated place in the universe, to go down to Paro, to the Shmutz, to the filth of Mitzrayim. So that's the journey of the Ner Chanukah as well. That this is a great light which comes from a very high place. And we take this light and we put it either by the window or outside, lower than 10 tefachim, in the dark, in the Mishnas Rabbim at the end of the month. All the factors which are implying and teaching us that this is a light which goes from the highest place to the lowest place. And that's really what Yosef is about. The sphere of Yesod goes up and it goes down. And that means Yosef going down to Mitzrayim. That means Yosef going down into the pit, which is where he began. And in that sugya, in the Gemara and Chanukah, which references Mechiyos Yosef, and Yosef's going down to the pit, into low places, from the house of Yaakov into the lowest pit, the Gemara says that we make a bracha of tzivano lahalik ner Chanukah, and the Gemara asks, v'heichen tzivano, what's the makor? What's the source that there's a mitzvah to light ner Chanukah? The Gemara answers two psukim. One is from Nehemiah. The makor is sha'al levicha v'yageitcha. Ask your father, and he will tell you, zekeinecha v'yamulach. And that's important because the Gemara, I should say the Medrash in Shema Yisrabah in Gimel Tesayin, it says that the Beis HaMikdash had Hatzlacha because it was a place shehayu shorilim b'zakenim, that they asked advice from the Zakenim, and it quotes the following Pasuk, Shenemar, Sha'al avicha v'yageidcha zakenecha v'yomilach, which is the Pasuk of Vitzivanu in the Sugiv Ner Chanukah and the Gemara. And the Medrash here concludes and says, Shekol mi shenaitel etza min hazakenim, anybody who takes etza from the zakenim, eino nechshol. He won't fail. But because there was something missing here in Yosef's approach, that he was not mekayim sha'al avicha v'yageidcha. The Ner Chanukah is a ner which is sha'al avicha v'yageidcha. That's the vitzivanu. You need to know how to do it. And if the Ner Chanukah, which is Yosef, asks advice from Yaakov Avinu how to go down, what manner to go down, then it's matzliach. That's called hadlaka oisa mitzvah, hanacha oisa mitzvah. There's two parts to Ner Chanukah. Hadlaka oisa mitzvah is the chilek of Yaakov. It ignites the fire. Who takes down the fire of Yaakov into Mitzrayim? That's Yosef. That's called hanacha oisa mitzvah. But there was something lacking in that relationship between Yosef and Yaakov and his going down, of which Chazal say that Yaakov was not malave Yosef down to Mitzrayim. Which is also merumus in the fact that Levi is the one who wants to kill Yosef Levi is from the lashon of Leviya, of escorting. But because there was lacking the halavaya of Yaakov to Yosef, Levi gets in on it. But that Leviya is teaching us that there was something lacking in Yaakov and Yosef. If Yaakov wasn't malav Yosef, that means that on Yosef's end there was something that he didn't ask advice from Yaakov. There was something lacking in the chibur. That's why Yaakov Yosef is gematria near Chanukah. But it's only gematria near Chanukah with the kola. Yaakov Yosef with the kola. But to be koilal them together, to be nichla them is near Chanukah. But if there was no eitzah between Yosef and Yaakov, that means that the koila was lacking. That there was something in the hanacha in going down to Mitzrayim which didn't allow Yosef to become the melech, of which Yehuda says to him, kikamecha kefar. That there was a certain nairus that Yosef had in not asking advice from Yaakov Avinu. And that nairus is referenced in the Mishiloach and taking advice of which Malchus Yisrael is built upon. So to our question that there were 9 brothers involved, not 10, and we said, Akiva ben Yosef, Ze Yosef. For what? On what account? But Yosef is held somewhat responsible for his own mechir because he didn't ask advice to Yaakov how to go about it. But there's a sof ma'isa, but there's a machshava tchila. And part of being a melech, if when a person who wants to be a melech, ha-melech timlech aleinu, like they accused him of, is to ask advice. And not asking advice for Yosef means you're mishtatif in the mechir. A sign of an ish, the Chazal teaching us, for Chazak, the ish is to know that to ask advice, and we learn that out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So there's some humility in that, that Tayyaducha Achecha, of which Malchus Yisrael is built upon, from which Mashiach comes from, we should be Zecha to the Hezkalos, with that Malchus Mashiach Ben David, with his coming here, Amen.